or CNN XP. They were the NAXP WRC. Hey, Ellen seems to be working just a second. NAXP clerk.
KC8LTS, W8MW on statewide 2.
But that's not what my phone said. My phone said a different call sign.
Yeah, that guy's lost the building. Somebody needs to update their radio IDs. Might be on my end.
I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I did an ID import or export or anything like that when the database got so big, but I should check. I'm pretty sure it's right in the radio. I know it's right in the radio. I may have one repeater that's still IDing wrong. That's on my fix-it list.
Yeah, okay, your ID that you're using right now is coming up as somebody else's. It's showing up in my radio. All right, I'm at the intersection now. Let me see if I find some place here.
If you go a little bit south, there's a driveway with some statues on it I've used many times.
All right, well, I turned north, so I'll turn back around and look for that.
Yeah, there's not crap north. There's a big hill, and there's just nothing. I mean, I guess there's a little, like, FM transmitter site, but the road's kind of hard to get in and out of.
Yeah, somebody's got a little driveway here, but there's not room for two vehicles. making the person behind me mad because I'm going slow looking for stuff.
I understand. If you go a little further south, I believe there's actually a neighborhood off to the east, like a little development. If you're going to go that way, that's fine. Go a little south, too.
And brake checked him, turned off the side of the road here. Get him out from behind me. He was riding my butt real too close. Yeah, there's a fern way something on the east there. Looks like it's a big two-lane driveway on the east side of the road just to the south.
Yep, I've used that one too. So that would be fine. I'm just coming up to that hill on the on the north side, so depending on how I catch the light.
Yeah, green fern, it says private, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I've stopped there before, so. Yeah, I got a turner in front of me, so I can't get down the hill yet, so I'll be just a minute. not far behind you. FYI, I did bring that second rack up to 92nd Street, so this is fixed. I'm going to take it out of this little rack and put it in that rack, make life a little easier to work on things, make it a little cleaner up there, probably move the VHF in with it.
Yep. Yeah, we have that thing definitely, that VHF station definitely transmits a lot better than it does receive. I had, like an RSSI of 120 on my handheld, and it wasn't hearing me, so I don't have a problem with the mobile, but the handheld, it didn't like it.
Maybe it's time we got to go through the receive. They've made so many moves and changes up there. Maybe they jacked up the receive filter or something. Maybe we got to put that on the analyzer and see where it's at. Maybe it's deaf. Because that's the receive antenna that we're on is top stick of that tower.
Yeah, they go through like a filter and multi-coupler and stuff like that with the other ones that are there, correct?
Yeah, all of them do there. So the IRA repeater, the WABC repeater, the LARC repeater, and that one are all on a receive combiner, yeah. But we worked our butts off on it. I put a new TXRX preamp in there and everything, and we had gone all through it, but that doesn't mean it didn't get shuffled around with all the changes that people do up there.
Yeah, all right.
All right, I'm through the light. I hit it red, but I'm through the light. So, momentarily, I'll be there.
Hey, TJ. Hey, Mike. TJ, did anybody let you know that you got some problems downtown with the 175?
Sorry, I was trying to key up on top of you. I heard something about the 175, and that was about it.
Oh, I just was wondering if anybody told you. We checked it out today, and it seems to be on the network, and it seems to be receiving, but it's not, doesn't seem to be transmitting. So whatever the beeps must have been must have went next level.
Okay, yeah. I gotta get you to send me the info on how you set yours up with the Quantar. I'll get that Quantar I have set up for to replace that thing for now.
All righty. I'll tell you, I've done a half a dozen Quantars, and I've had probably three different ways I've hooked them up. I've had ones where I used a wire line, I've had some where I've used a Birdie connector, some where I used a big Delco connector, which is generally a wire line combo thing. But I think it depends on firmware sometimes.
All right, I'll talk to you a minute. I'm going to grab a Quantar here from Mike so I can get this thing fixed and back in. Okay, Celtius.
All righty. I really didn't have time then to go over it now anyhow. I just kind of wanted to put that on your radar. I know you'd talk to me getting a Quantar in there later. WAFU.